There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Vasili. All subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc. And it starts now.
Yeah, boy, do we have a great show for all of you. I'm Dr. Pat, and I'm here with my partner today, the most amazing psychic lawyer, Mark Anthony. What a great show we've got for everybody today, right? I mean, this is like so right at the surface of what people are feeling, experiencing energetically. What's your silver lining, Mark?
Oh, you know, my silver lining's keeping busy, because I find that a busy mind is a happy mind. And I think that one of the things that's driving people crazy during COVID is, you know, we've all had a big world, and then all of a sudden the world gets really small because we have to stay home and be in quarantine, and you know, it's just more difficult. So I find just keeping myself busy. You know, Dr. Pat, I wanted to take a moment for us to acknowledge the passing of broadcast legend Larry King.
Yeah.
He really, in many ways, and this is positive talk radio and transformative transformation talk radio. And Larry King was a transformative figure, I believe, in talk radio. So I want to thank him for setting the standard for broadcast excellence.
I think one of the things, too, that we're talking about when we think about him, at least one of the things that comes to mind for me when I think about him, he's the guy that I remember. There are a couple like that, right?
Yes.
But he's the guy that when I think about conversations, right, when I think about things that hit people smack in the heart about what you want to know or what you might want to hear from another person, right, I'm really struck by the fact that he brought those conversations to light. I think Dan Rather is another one. Barbara Walters. I mean, if I had to think about somebody that most people have something to say about, she is another one that got down underneath things. But what a sad passing, right?
God. It is, but you know, we all have to go sometime. And at least Larry, you know, leaves behind a wonderful legacy. I mean, his interviews are going to be looked at, reviewed, and discussed for years. And you know, Dr. Pat, it's, you know, since we're both interviewers and on talk radio, it's really great that we have the opportunity to acknowledge a pioneer that really, really changed things. And, you know, Larry King, he was really good because he had all kinds of people on the show. I remember seeing him interviewing what was that Iranian leader, Ahmadinejad? Okay, not exactly a warm and cuddly or pleasant person. One of the funniest things I saw when he had Paul McCartney on, he said, "Do you ever pinch yourself?" And I thought, it was like, "Do you ever?" And one of the most revealing things was his interview with Frank Sinatra. When Frank Sinatra said, "I get stage fright." And Larry King was, "You get stage fright?" He goes, "Yeah, before I go on stage, I'm a nervous wreck." And, that was so real, you know, because we look at these iconic entertainers and public figures and think that they're somehow different from us. And you do this quite a bit. I mean, you know, I've worked with you for a long time, yeah, and on your show as a guest and watch interviewed, but you talk to guests and to celebrities just like they're regular people because
yeah.
They are.
Yeah. And, you know, once upon a time, somebody said to me, and I used to remember this, I was sitting by one of my coworkers when I worked in the telephone company. And literally, I'm sitting there in a room of 50 other people. I'm just going to adjust myself here as well. And I'm sitting in the room. And, you know, we're chit-chatting and having a conversation about life and what this is about. And, you know, she said something to me that stuck. It took me about a decade to figure it out. But she said to me, ignorance is bliss. And that is the way I entered this profession. From day one of wrong phone number, ignorance is bliss. So nobody told me, Mark, that I shouldn't call Mark Anthony for an interview. Or nobody told me I shouldn't call Jack Canfield for an interview. Or nobody told me, don't reach out to Olivia Newton-John. Don't do that. They're never going to interview with you. So nobody really told me that. And you know how fortunate I was? I worked with a couple of producers that never said to me, yo, they ain't never going to be on your show. And think about that. Right? Think about that from what we're talking about today. So what is the silver lining that I'm talking about? For me, it's entering a profession from day one that I loved and being totally ignorant about what everybody else in the broadcast industry knew that they thought I should know. That was the silver lining in me entering the profession that I knew nothing about. And I got to make it up. Yay, Excelsior.
You know, and I think that's an important point. Sometimes we have to throw away the rule book and forge our own paths. You know, when I was practicing law full time, now certainly I had my ability to communicate with spirits since I was a child. But when I was a senior partner in a law firm, if you would have told me one day that I would be on the speaking circuit on TV and radio, connecting people with their loved ones out in the open, and there's no playbook for being the psychic lawyer, it's, you know, so I think that's one of the ways and reasons that we connect. It's like all of a sudden we found ourselves in these professions. And the nice thing, Dr. Pat, about getting out of your comfort zone. The problem with comfort zones is that boundaries. And you got to get out of those boundaries if you're ever going to succeed in life.
Yeah. Look, today you and I are talking about silver lining. Now, I want to play something here, and we're going to just tell everybody the format for the show today. There may be some people that want to call in and talk about what silver lining is. This is a clip that Jacob's going to play from one of my favorite movies. I have a lot of movies, but what is the movie that I can watch over and over and over again and learn something new from the dialogue? It's not an action movie. It's not the Marvel. It's not the Avengers. It's not any of that. But it is a dialogue movie, kind of old school, right? Where people actually are talking and going through life. But there is a clip in this movie where Bradley Cooper is talking to his therapist and he has to explain to his therapist what a silver lining is. Jacob, you got it?
And everybody else, but guess what? Sunday's my favorite day again. I think of everything everyone did for me and I feel like a very lucky guy.
This is what I learned in the hospital. You have to do everything you can. You have to work your hardest. And if you do, if you stay positive, you have a shot at a silver lining.
Silver Linings is an authentic story and about an authentic group of people told.
So what you heard in that clip is that is Bradley Cooper in the movie Silver Lining Playbook with J-Law, Jennifer Lawrence, Robert De Niro, a cast of stellar people, brought really, silver lining is like how many decades and centuries ago is that word, right? But he brought that word to a new place. And the movie is very powerful because the mental disease that he was suffering from was anything but silver lining. But Mark, what is silver lining for you? And what is it that makes this an important conversation for today's show?
Silver lining is for me getting out of my comfort zone. Like I was just talking about a moment ago, and I'm glad that you're asking me to explain this, because a comfort zone doesn't allow you to be who you are. It doesn't allow you to succeed. It doesn't allow you to really to pursue your dreams. And comfort zones oftentimes are the result of a chaotic upset. Now our show, I guess it was a week ago, was on chaos. And it's interesting because now this is sort of the silver lining to the chaos. And what I found is that sometimes when it seems like the world is falling to pieces, the reality is the pieces are actually falling into place. And so it takes that tearing away the boundaries, kicking you out of your comfort zone to for you to find what are you really here for? What are you supposed to do? So that's my silver lining. I look at life as an adventure. It's filled with twists and turns and things I never expected. And that's what keeps me going, is the unexpected non-comfort zone, if you will.
Well, I think, you know, for me, I grew up with a mom who was brilliant at coming up with these sayings, but there wasn't anybody more positive than my stepmother. It didn't matter. It didn't matter what it was. There were a few times I've seen my stepmom really look at a situation and break down and cry. I shared this earlier today. One of those situations was the death of Marilyn Monroe. And it wasn't until later on in life did I was able to ask her about why was that so traumatic for her. You know, why was that so devastating? And her explanation was brilliant. She had never shared it with her four girls and one boy. So she never talked about it. But what she said, marrying my dad, really young woman, 21 something, my dad's like 30 years older. I don't even know. Beautiful woman, Mark, gorgeous blonde hair, blue eyes, the just stunning, striking. She was a model. She dated one of the Beach Boys. And I asked her about this later on in life. And she would talk about the fact that it doesn't matter how wilted a rose gets, it's always a rose. I mean, she would say these things and pull these things up. And she taught us vicariously about silver linings. There wouldn't be anything that I would be able to come home and say to her or what happened that she wouldn't be able to turn it around and say, but you know, dot, dot, dot. But you know, have you ever looked at it this way? But you know, and that's the way we grew up. That's the way we grew up. We didn't know it was a silver lining. We didn't call it that. But her philosophy was, you know, a silver lining, even in the darkest of times, even in the worst that we could experience, there's a silver lining if we look for it.
There is, and I think this ties into cause and effect. There are, for every action, there is a repercussion. Now, I avoid saying for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, because a lot of people think that that's what karma is. Karma is the ripple effect, okay? So you send out ripples in the universe and they're going to return in some form. Because if karma were for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Every time you did a good thing, immediately a bad thing would happen to you. Okay. So it's certainly not that. And I really like something that the Dalai Lama said, and this ties into silver linings. He said, remember that sometimes not getting what you want is a stroke of good luck. Because a lot of people think, well, if I get this, if I buy this house, I'll be happy. If I get this car, I'll be happy. If I get this person to fall in love with me, I'll be happy. And so they make all these lists of desires and things. And sometimes not getting those teaches and shows them what really is important. And that's the silver lining.
And, you know, why is this important, and why was this on our radar to talk about this today for those people that are tuning in? And we would love to take your call, because we would so love to hear how the silver linings are showing up for you or have shown up in your life. We'd love to hear that from you. But why was this an important topic for you, Mark? I know you and I were talking about this last week on the show, and then even after that, after we met. What is your experience? I mean,
well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, think about it. I mean, how does one grow up, become a psychic medium, not be ridiculed, not be chastised? How does one do that? Become a lawyer and then realize, like, wait a minute, there's a gift and something here I'm of service to be. And all of the ridicule, all of that, my mom used to say, what don't kill you make you stronger. And I used to say, is that the silver lining? When am I going to feel like Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, that's a very good point. How does one grow up and be a psychic medium, then become a lawyer and face the ridicule? You know, I've never said this in an interview before, but since I'm the co-host of the show, I guess I get to. Just as I had started going public with my abilities, I was hired to be a member of a team in a government agency in my capacity as an attorney. And I knew that my first book, Never Letting Go, was coming out. And then I knew that I wasn't only going to be in this job for maybe a year. And all of a sudden, the news media said the county hired a psychic. Right. And they started trashing the elected official who hired me, saying that, he's practicing voodoo witchcraft. And they brought the cameras into my office and all of this. And they were just trashing me all over the place. And I said, we're not going to conduct the interview inside the government office. I said, we're doing it off property. I walked outside. I said, I was hired for my administrative, managerial abilities, my legal expertise. I was hired because I was an attorney. My spiritual and religious beliefs have nothing to do with my job here because of separation of church and state. Yes, but you're a psychic medium and blah, 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 blah. And I said, well, would you make a big deal if my belief system were Islamic or Jewish or Hindu? And I remember the reporter was he didn't really know how to handle that one. And I just played it cool. I said, these are my beliefs and I have a right to them. And then, of course, the next day, the newspaper jumped on the bandwagon and they actually had a political cartoon and people were trashing me right and left. And I went to see my dad. Now, my dad also had mediumistic abilities. He was a Navy SEAL and he was... my mom had passed and so he was living by himself and I went to see him and I said, Dad, he goes, well, I know. He goes, I've seen the paper. I saw the news and I'll never forget this, Dr. Pat. Yeah. He came up and he put his hands on my shoulder and he looked me in the eye and he said, Mark, hold your head high. You know who you are. You know that your abilities are real. He said, focus on the work of helping people and all these people making fun of you, well, they can just go pack sand.
Yeah.
And it was like, boom. And, you know, since then, my dad's transitioned. And even though spiritually he comes to me, I'll tell you what, I sure do miss that. And that was my silver lining, Dr. Pat.
Yeah.
The silver lining was, and I needed that advice from my dad to know that everything that I need is within me. I just needed to be reminded of it. You know, Bob Marley said once that you never know how strong you are until your only option is to be strong. That's my silver lining.
And you know, Mark, this is why we're talking about this today, is because we talked about chaos last week. And we opened up the phone lines for people to call in so that we could provide them with whatever help in a one-hour show we can. Today, we're looking at and not denying the effects of the world. That isn't anything that I would ever do, not in a million years, and I know you wouldn't do it. But can we look at things in our lives that turn out to be a silver lining if we do it. That quote by Bradley Cooper, we're going to play another one when we come back from break by Jennifer Lawrence, which is a little bit more feisty, but that idea, that quote, you have to do everything you can. Here's what he says. You have to do everything you can. You have to work your hardest. And if you do, and here's the key, if you stay positive, you have a shot at a silver lining. Now, here's what I want to say about this, because this is going to be, you know, this is important to some of us that grew up on the East Coast. One of my favorite words, even in the movie, but even before this, when I thought it was the coolest word came out of this movie, one of my favorite words. Jacob, you got that?
There it is.
Yeah, I don't think I heard that. It's Excelsior. Let's take a break. What I want to do when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the people that have been known to fail. Yeah, that word, fail. They talk about their failures. And then they talk about, as a result of what society calls their failures, that becomes a silver lining. When we think about these people, who are they? What have they gone on to do? What have they been called in life? When we come back, Mark and I are doing that, and we are taking your calls. Do you want some Excelsior? Give us a call. We'll be right back.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404, or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
If you've ever had a broken heart, you know how painful that can be, and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In The Heart's Journey, I share with you my own heartbreak and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature. From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts Oracle Cards. You can order The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts Oracle Cards, and Guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day? And then step back and see what happens. It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Phone lines are open. 1-800-930-2819. We will be taking your calls. You can connect to a loved one and what might be the silver lining in that connection. Because I've heard Mark do this for a long time now. And boy, when those messages come through and Mark is connecting you, you don't necessarily know exactly what is going to come through, but stuff comes through that is totally, totally meant for you and meant for you to do and change and be and act and all of that. Healing happens. Excitement happens. Validation happens. And that's what this is about. 1-800-930-2819. And Mark, we generally, this is the time where you help people find that silver lining.
Dr. Pat, spirit communication, the point of spirit communication is not just to connect with loved ones, but to receive those messages of love, healing, and resolution, which can be the silver lining in your life. I mean, that dark cloud of grief, of being crushed by the passing of a loved one, and then hearing a message that, wow, that first off, something I couldn't possibly know or make up, and even more importantly, much more importantly, is something that's very relevant to them. I mean, I was doing a session for this gentleman, and a spirit came through of one of his relatives and started telling me that he needed to get into a doctor ASAP. And I was feeling this tightness in my chest. And he said, oh, I'm fine. Well, I was on a speaking tour at that time. And a year later, I was at the same venue. And afterwards, this guy comes up to me and he goes, I don't know if you remember me, but I was here last year and you said the spirit of my mother kept telling me I needed to get in to see a doctor because I was on the verge of a heart attack. And I didn't believe any of this. So my wife made me go. And the doctor said, oh my God, you're on the verge of a heart attack. And they were able to give me medication and avoid, you know, surgery. And he was so thankful. And you know, I have to admit, I mean, in the course of a year, I see and read and meet a lot of people. When he started telling me about it, I remembered it. But people need to realize that the spirits of our loved ones, the spirits of our ancestors even, are reaching out from the other side to bring us that silver lining. And it's not so much that they bring it to us, they increase our awareness. They open our ability to perceive it. You know, because life is difficult under any circumstances. And, you know, I remember my mother, she was a very, very gifted psychic medium, and she was plagued with so many horrible illnesses. She had Crohn's disease, and she had heart problems and diabetes, and she had this tumor. And so it was very, very difficult. And but no matter how miserable she felt, when I'd go visit her, she'd go, look out that window there. See how the sun's hitting that hibiscus bush? Mark, isn't that a little bit of heaven?
Mm.
She always managed to see something pleasant.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I was so gifted to grow up with the stepmom I grew up with. And, you know, I didn't always appreciate her. But this is why we're doing this show today. Listen, we've got Roger calling in. Jacob, let's go to the phones.
All right, we've got Roger from Florida. Roger, you're on with the Psychic in the Dock.
Thanks, Rod. Thanks, Jacob. Hi, Roger. How are you?
Oh, here he is. Roger from Florida.
Hey, Roger.
Hey, Roger. Welcome aboard. Hi.
Thank you so much.
You betcha. How can we help you today?
I met a wonderful lady on Merritt Island. And she believes that her deceased husband and my deceased wife has put us together. And we're wondering what Mark can tell us.
Mark.
Okay. This is a good one. Okay, hold on. All right. Now, there is a male and a female coming through, but before we jump to conclusions that this is them, the male, which, do you know if her husband was either on some type of intubation breathing apparatus or problems with his ability to breathe? And the reason I'm saying this, Roger, I don't know if you can see on camera, but I get that sensation when I'm getting like tubes shoved up my nose, intubation, and I feel that my chest is filling up with fluid, and I feel really, really sick and nauseated.
The unbreathing apparatus?
Hey, Roger, do you have your radio on behind you? If you do, could you turn that off for us?
I walked away. Yeah, we just did.
Oh, sweet.
Her husband was in the hospital as a result of cancer.
Okay,
and
yeah.
And he passed. So there's a very good chance that he did have that.
Okay, all right, so we got him. Let me see if I can get your wife in. Mm-hmm. And with the female that's coming in, I feel my lungs are on fire. Okay, and I'm feeling like a burning sensation in the lining of my lungs, and I'm also feeling an exhausted sensation and tasting a lot of blood. But I don't feel that this was so much an external bleed out as some type of internal issue with her blood, possibly an internal hemorrhage. But God, the lungs just feel like they're on fire. Does this make any sense to you? And by on fire, that could be cancer, or that could be some type of issue with the bronchial tubes and the capillaries in her lungs. Does any of this make sense?
She had a problem and ended up in intensive care as a result of being on dialysis and having heart problems and breathing problems, yes.
Okay. All right. Who's the one that likes backgammon? Backgammon, backgammon. They're both showing backgammon. I haven't played backgammon for years. Okay. But they're showing me backgammon. And what's that? Oh, no. Dominoes and dominoes. I'm seeing two dominoes and I'm seeing two sixes coming together. Six and six, six and six. So this could mean.
I think that.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was going to say, I think that was her husband.
Her husband. Okay. All right. Now, I'm seeing two domino pieces come together, six and six coming together. And what they're telling me is it's a match. Okay. So this is your wife, the spirit of your wife and the spirit of her husband saying, yes, they have come through. And it's not like they made you two get together, but they directed the two of you into the right place at the right time. And then they let you take it from there. So this is what I call spirit intervention. Dr. Pat?
Yeah. Well, you know, this is fascinating to me, Roger. Thank you so much for calling in. And, you know, I love the way spirit knows more about silver linings than we do. I love the way spirit, even after we leave this earth skin and people are operating and getting together, they're making sure that there's a silver lining of something coming through. You know, bringing new love into your life, making sure that, you know, we all come from the heart. So, Roger, thank you for calling in. Thank you for that message. And thank you for sharing all of the different levels of love. Thank you so much. Wow. Let's keep going on the phones. Jacob, how about Teresa from Jersey?
All right. We've got Teresa from New Jersey. Teresa, you are on the show.
Hey, Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. This is Mark and Dr. Pat.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Dr. Pat.
How are you?
It's so great.
Hey, how can we help you?
I'm well. Well, I was actually calling because my sister had passed away 14 months ago, and it's hard to say because she's always visiting me, and she's just coming. It's just so strong all the time, and it's so comforting. And I read your book, Mark, about never letting go, and it just came at the right time for me. But it's just overwhelming. She's like with me every single day.
Teresa, like, do you have a brother?
Amazing. Yeah, David.
Okay, yeah, because your sister on the other side is talking about your brother, okay? And so David's here in mm-hmm. this world, right?
Yes, he was the guardian.
Yeah, hold on. I'm kind of laughing because she said David needs a new mattress. What? He said he needs a new mattress. She said that he needs to spring more for a new mat. I know that sounds weird, but usually the weirder the better.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
No, I really haven't talked to him because we're kind of like on outs because we were both, you know, taking care of her for 8 years.
Okay. Well, there's a couple different ways of looking at this. Maybe he needs a new mattress, but maybe, and Dr. Pat, I'm going to turn this over to you after I deliver the message. What's that old saying? You made your bed, now lie in it.
Yeah, that's it. My mama used to say that all the time. You make your bed, you sleep in it.
I think Dr. Pat, I think he really didn't, you know, he was the guardian, but he really didn't do anything. I mean, he was in the Navy, so he was away a lot.
So he made the bed of this situation, and now, like Dr. Pat said, you know, you made your bed, now you got to lie in it. So or get out and get a new bed.
You know, let me tell you a story about that, just so you might be able to find, as we're talking about the silver lining, you might be able to put this in perspective. Now, why would my stepmom relentlessly keep saying that to me? Me of all people, really? Because she watched me go down a path of continually stepping in things and just messing up, right? Teresa, do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I know exactly what you're saying,
So that's me. So I would just walk out the door, and she could see me get ready to step in it right there. So for years, I heard this over and over and over and over again until I got it. And what she also told me about this was, it's your bet. You've stepped in it. You can either choose to change it and change the people that you've affected and do something different. If you've hurt somebody, Pat, patch it up. If you think somebody else is to blame, get over yourself. If there are people that you love and you're treating like, you know what, find a kinder way. And she said that with a really soft voice. Yeah, like not Teresa, like not me from Jersey, like I'm talking, not like that. My stepmom was from the
I'm from Jersey too.
Yeah, honey, you know, you stepped in it, but I'm telling you what you got to do is you're gonna get to the day where you're thinking all those people that you never walked back and said a kind word to. So here's what I want to ask you to think about. Can you find a kind place in your heart for this person?
My brother.
Mm-hmm. Oh, please. Now, we're talking, if we want to talk brothers, that's like a whole nother show we got to do, okay?
I think my sister wants me to. I think she wants me to.
Here's what my mom said to me. You got an apple, Teresa. You are not going to eat the whole apple at once. Horses don't even do that. You take one bite at a time and you see how your heart can open. You don't jump in and do something that is going to harm you, but find a place in your heart, a place where you might look to say, maybe he did the best he could. Now, I'm not saying that's your brother because I don't know, but you see what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly. I believe that she's still around me because she needs me to make peace.
Make peace. But here's what I want to say to you. Before you make peace, I want you to make peace with yourself. There's no harm in you sitting down to yourself. Please don't mail this to your brother. But sitting down and writing as if you were writing to him. And sit down and write, this is what I felt. This is what I experience. Give yourself a break to acknowledge it and let yourself feel that. That's not going to harden your heart. It's going to literally help you remove it and release it, okay?
All right. Well, thank you, both of you, so much.
You know how I know it? I have to do the same thing with my brother, so I'm right there with you, sister.
Oh, right. Well, then there's a reason why we met.
I'm glad. Please call in. Let us know. Please. Hey, everybody, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, Tara, we're going to get right on the phone. Jacob, can you play that clip during the break, please? The Jennifer Lawrence clip.
Absolutely.
She has just been criticized for chewing up Bradley Cooper's time. And within about 90 seconds, transforms Robert De Niro to see the silver lining in J-Lo.
Ever since he was with you, ever since
you think that.
Hi, I'm Trish Laub from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about Care Hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your Care Hero tip of the day. During all Care Hero journeys, the need to keep track of a lot of information arises, some of it critical. Possibly the greatest challenge Care Heroes face is the gathering and organizing of information. Just as every trade has a power tool, whether an electric drill or a laptop, my family's Care Hero power tool was the three-ring binder. We generated a mini library of labeled three-ring binders, one for each category of information, complemented with additional spiral notebooks used to detail medical appointments and episodes. This unfussy and convenient system of binders helped my family stay organized and able to deliver the dignified care and end of life my parents desired. Tune into my show to learn more. See you on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 12 Pacific here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlaub.com.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com. Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to The Psychic and the Doc. I am here with Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer. Hey, look, Mark, before we go back to the phones, let folks know how they can find out more about you, how they can connect with you, how they can get copies of some of the books that folks are talking about today.
Sure. My website is evidenceofeternity.com, which is just like my last book, Evidence of Eternity. And guess what? If you also go to neverlettinggo.com, you'll end up at the same website. So my books are Never Letting Go and Evidence of Eternity. And people can find out about booking a reading with me. And what's good about the one-on-one sessions, you're going to get a lot of folks coming through. And then I've got the time to spend with you to communicate with half a dozen or more spirits. And you can also sign up for my newsletter. So I invite all the listeners, please sign up for my newsletter, because I like to keep everybody updated on upcoming episodes of The Psychic and the Doc. And if you've noticed, Dr. Pat and I make sure that each show has a unique theme. And silver lining is very, very important. And this time of year, the third to the last week of January, is considered by many people to be the most difficult time of the year emotionally. All the joy and light of the holidays are gone. The weather tends to be dreary. The credit card bills from the holidays have arrived. People feel like they're stuck in that gray cloud, and we're here to help you find that silver lining.
And I think that's really part of a theme that, first of all, the entire network was based on that level of positivity and the silver lining and everything. You know, on the network, we take on some really tough conversations and tough subjects. you know, people have asked me, you know, is the network like all Pollyanna? No, you should listen to some of the shows. You know, people are not afraid to get their hands dirty and in the end step away and say, this is what I've learned from it. And I mean some gut-wrenching stories. If you listen to Carrie Nail today, you know, you heard her talk about the loss of her child. But that's what we're here. We're all in service. We're all in service of you. Let's go to the phones. Let's have a chat with Tara from North Carolina.
All right, bringing Tara from North Carolina on.
Tara, hey, Tara, how are you?
Psychic in the Dock.
Oh,
thanks,
hey.
Jacob.
I was listening through the phone, and it sounded like we were in a different spot. So I'm here.
Hey, how can we help you?
So I actually have seen Mark Anthony live, and it was wonderful, in 2018 in November in Fort Lauderdale. And my dad came through a little bit then, and I'm hoping he'll come through now. And that silver lining, I really, you had mentioned that spirit could see it sometimes better than we can. I'm wondering, maybe you can talk about that silver lining for me and the situation with my dad's death and the theft of our inheritance by his last wife and her harm upon him in the hospital.
Hold on, so
I've been
hold
working on
Tara,
trying to
Tara.
Clear it. Yeah.
Tara, hold on. Okay. what it is, and I know you're excited and you have a lot of things. You got to realize, and I mean this in the most positive way, spirits aren't Santa Claus, okay? So we can go in with a whole list of what we want. But let me ask you this. I believe the spirit of your father is coming through, and I am smelling quite a bit of cigarette smoke. So was smoking an issue with him?
Very interesting. Not that I know of, because he knew I didn't like it, so he never smoked around me. And I've been smelling that lately, too, when I've been trying to, like, call upon him to answer me. And I'm
perfect.
Wondering where it is. I wonder if that's a partner of his, a business partner
hold
of
on,
his.
Hold on, Tara. Very good. We're going to take this one step at a time. You have experienced what I have termed in my book, Evidence of Eternity, as a frequency beacon. And a frequency beacon, you're smelling cigarette smoke. You're thinking of your father. See, spirits are able to send signals to us. And sometimes it appears in the form of seeing them in our peripheral vision or smelling a scent. And there's no source for it. So that's your dad getting through. And it's interesting because I know you have a lot of questions, but he keeps showing me, like, you know, those cork boards that you put on the wall and you put all these post-its and you're sticking pins and all this stuff in them with all these notes. He keeps showing me that. Now, do you have something like that?
About 11 years of it. Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so what he's letting you know is that he's definitely around. He also realizes that you're overwhelmed with issues, and certainly in the wake of his passing. He's not happy the way he said that it's like a bunch of vultures have just swooped in. And he said that you're trying to shoo the vultures away, but now you've got caught up into this quagmire. And he said that everybody now is so entrenched. And he said that he doesn't see this changing anytime soon. But for your own good, he says that you're going to have to try to pull yourself out of the quagmire and look at it objectively. So that's the message that I'm getting. Dr. Pat, what are your insights on this?
I like to stay with the silver lining theme. And, you know, let me ask you this question, if I could. Where are you today? Where's your feeling today for yourself? Tell me about what your sense of life is, if you don't mind.
I've had to go through really beyond imaginable hard time, but I'm finally getting my grounding, which is now, as I'm getting the grounding, I'm starting to see things clearer, and I want to put it all together so I could set things right with it. And that part about the cigarette smoke is really bothering me, because I didn't know I was thinking, well, could I be smelling the live version of his wife or his partner, because I've never seen him smoke like that, and where it's really hard for me. I scream at no one in the air when that smoke is coming, and I'm calling my apartment manager, because I can't tell if it's me or someone else. But so, Mark, thank you for helping me know that. I won't give my apartment manager such a hard time saying there's a smoker in the building. But anyway, that part of it, I want to know if we can verify if that's really my dad or if it's someone else
who's a guide maybe looking in on that. And then Dr. Pat, you just asked that question. I think I skipped over.
Yeah, because what I really want to get a sense of is, given all of that and moving beyond that, what is it about your new sense of strength that will help you move forward?
So that's what I try to look for, because I do believe that wherever there's a hardship, you're going to make it stronger. But I can't see any benefit of how this has happened. And maybe it's just because I'm not there yet, because I'm still having hope and still going forward. And I had to go so far backwards and so far off my own path, but now this is the most important thing to me. And all my goals that I had before dropped, because this is the most important thing, because there's no one more important than this. Possibly, if it's true what I'm hearing when my dad comes through, the gift I have would be that I got to talk to him after death. But I don't trust myself fully on that, and I know that sometimes he gets so upset because he's upset with what happened, you know? And so it's hard. It's like burning a hole through me, kind of. So I'm not there yet, but I'm still having hope. And I was thinking, maybe I could see the silver lining early.
No, let me tell you where you are, and let me tell you what a great place you're in. So I hope you hear what I'm about to say. I've never been in a spot like you're in my life ever, where I was able to automatically jump up and see the silver lining. But I was surrounded by people that helped me and let me borrow their faith. Please borrow my faith in you, because you will see it. It may not show up like a meteor hitting the earth. It may show up in small things day to day to day. But I already hear it in you. Can you understand what I'm saying? I already hear the light in you. I already hear the strength in you. I already hear the hope in you. I hear it in your voice, in your energy and vibration. And I want to just say this to you. This is something Matt James said to me when I first started and was going to quit this. He said to me, Pat, whatever you think you are, you're more than that. I never forgot it. What I want to say to you, whatever you think you are, you're more than that. I want you to hold on to that.
So I kind of lost everything that I thought I was. I don't know if that is a silver lining or what, but now I'm like starting from beginner.
I got to tell you,
in the bowl, except
that is what happens. I lost everything in 1992. My favorite song was Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares to You. I thought I was doomed. 6 months away from a pension, I lost everything. I was in an abusive relationship. I was thrown down a flight of stairs. I can't even think about that experience. So how do we get from there, that level of loss? And all I'm trying to say to you is, I know you've got the resilience to rebuild. I know it. I know you do. You wouldn't have called into this show if you didn't.
It's hard. It's harder to rebuild than it is to build, in my opinion.
I'm telling you. But think about the silver lining in rebuilding. Are you ready? You ready? I rebuilt a Harley-Davidson.
Yes.
You want to know the silver lining in rebuilding? I got to build me a Harley-Davidson chopped out with chrome and flames on the gas tank.
Awesome.
That's what you're going to do. And it is harder to rebuild. But I know you can do it. Thank you so much for calling in. I want to make sure that you continue to call in and we keep track of how you're doing. And by the way, build that Harley out, okay?
Thank you, Dr. Pat. And thank you, Mark Anthony.
You're welcome, Tara. Thank you for calling in.
I love that. I love that call. You know, when you're in the middle of it, Mark, you don't think you're going to get past it.
You never do. Yep.
Wow. Thank you all for calling in. I know we had other callers. We didn't get you this week, but we're on every week, aren't we?
We are. And that's why Dr. Pat and I would like to invite all of you back. Please call in. And, you know, when Dr. Pat was saying, call in and keep us updated, a lot of times Dr. Pat will give you advice or I'll convey a message from a spirit, and it may not make sense at that moment. And then a week or two or even longer after that, it does. And so that's why we invite you to call in and share those experiences. I call that the unfolding, because it takes time for a message or for good advice, it's like a flower, blooms, blossoms, and unfolds, and that takes time. So I'd like to invite everybody back. We're on same time on Transformation Talk Radio, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, and all the other times in between and around the world.
I love it. And we'll be back every week. We're also going to be engaging with all of you and asking you what topics you want us to cover. We're open to really looking at it. And if we are not the experts, you know what? We got a pile of friends that we're going to bring on the show. Mark, how do people find out more about you?
Please visit my website, evidenceofeternity.com. You can sign up for my newsletter, book a reading, and find out about my books. And I look forward to returning next week with the incredible Dr. Pat here on The Psychic and the Doc.
And like Mama used to say, girl, you got to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and get yourself a tiara. We'll see you next time. Hey, everybody, thank you for tuning into The Psychic and the Doc with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems? Yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.